I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing, Big Dave?
I'm doing good.
So, how you been? How's everything going in your training? Getting ready for anything particular this year?
Nothing. We're announcing yet, but we got some pretty cool things coming up, and it's going well. You know.
Okay, I just like to put you on the spot just to mess with you. You know that, right?
Yeah, so this week, just the answer.
This week, our topic is Pride Energy, and on the weekend edition of Stress Mastery Podcast, host Mark Middlestead kicked it off with not allowing pride to stand in our way. Yesterday on Monday with the super millennial, David kicked it in with being proud is a good choice. Today's Health Huddles is part four of our Optimal Health Well-Being series. And we're going to be talking on the Human Wellness Network. Tomorrow's Meeting of the Minds, we're going to have a discussion on God's teachers. And Connection Thursday, we're going to talk about the block of the mountain. And our book study this Friday, we will continue the Book of Joy with the late Archbishop Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama. So before we get started, I got a lot of questions about shift coaching. And you guys will get a lot more clarity this week because I'll introduce some of the shift coaching practices and that. Like we said, we do have our coaches ready to go. We do have information. And if you're interested, go ahead and contact us at info@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. And let's set up a free consult. And I will do that personally. I can only do this for so long because of my schedule. If I get too busy, then David might do them. You know, I might have David do it and that, just to make sure that we answer your questions and this is right for you and we pick the right coach. Okay. You have anything you want to add to that?
Back to the old days of me taking consults when you get too busy.
That's it. And this is just a free talk. You guys, it's a discussion. So if you want to speak to me, that's it. So this week, our topic is Pride Energy. Today's Health Huddles is part four of our Optimal Health Well-Being series, and it's on the Human Wellness Network. Now, I don't want to get this confusing, but this is actually part one of this episode, only because I couldn't get it all in. You know, so one of the things, if we look at what we're doing in this series, we began the Optimal Health Well-Being series in the beginning of the year, with the first episode being setting the year and talking about bringing your lifestyle into process. Number two, second episode was on compassion for the body, to beginning to understand the body's function on your life's journey. And episode number three, last week we talked on inflammation, the spark of all disease, including weight gain. And today we are going to discuss the wellness system of the human being. And we're going to start today with the five organs that must be balanced for optimal health and wellness. So it is important, if you want to lose weight, if you want to be healthy, you want to reverse disease, prevent disease, anything you want to do with the body, you must understand the recuperation system of the human construct. So the human being functions and operates today exactly the same as they did for 200,000 years as gathering hunters. Now, over this long period, the body and the mind developed a process of stasis. If you fail to work within this process of stasis, you will develop disease. Now, the human construct is built to balance stress and stasis. And this balance is set through the nervous system, and it operates and functions through the human construct. So if we look at the human construct, part one is the human survival system. In stress, the alarm system, sympathetic nervous system, red zone is activated. In stasis, the recuperation system, parasympathetic nervous system is activated. This is the green zone. This will dictate the function of the construct. So part two of the human construct, the stress loop is set in the alarm system. This will connect the body, mind and body to drive behavior in freeze, fight, or flight. The vagus nerve is what's set in the recuperation system. This connects the mind, body to drive behavior in rational response. And number three of the human construct is the mind identity. In the alarm system, red zone, ego takes conscious mind control, and building upon the conflict activated, this develops a story and a problem. In the recuperation system, one becomes mindful, takes conscious mind control, and this releases the energy of the conflict activated. And this allows response through the ability to slow down, let go, and being in process. And number part four of the human construct is the body identity. The body supports the mind. And this support is tied to the activated nervous system. In the alarm system, the body activates the HPA axis, which shuts down the wellness system in order to focus on fight or flight. The emotion felt will be fear and anxiety. In the recuperation system, green zone, the vagus nerve connects head, heart, and gut brains, which connects the wellness system to focus on healing and stasis. And this brings us to part five of the construct, the identity-based state. This is the state, the vibration you are set in. In the alarm system, red zone, stress loop, mind is in problem, body's emotionally stressed out, sets the identity base in event, judgment, reaction. In this particular state, all wellness connection is severed. All wellness, communication, all health and well-being is shut down. The body is in a survival state. That is stress. In the recuperation system, vagus nerve connects the mind to the cortex brain. This puts us in focus. The body in process in being sets the identity base in event, awareness, or response. In this state, the wellness connection, wellness communication, healing, repair, perfect metabolism. Here you burn fat, build muscle, strengthen the brain, creating well-being. A healthy body, a focused mind, and life experience in process. So this is how the construct works. And it works the same for every single human being on the planet. What's your thoughts, David?
Yeah, I think the two things from here is I don't think people look at well-being in that sense. And I think that's why people miss the mark. And people also don't look at stress in the same way either. And that's why some people be like, I'm only stressed at work. I'm only stressed at home. Or I'm only stressed in these certain places, but they don't understand that what stress is and how that well-being aspect actually plays into it.
And I think that's a big reason why all diets seem to fail, why the obesity rate is rising, why people are more depressed, why disease is on the rise, even though we have more information now than ever. We have more connection now than ever. And there's a reason for it. And you just said it. People don't understand stress. So when we talk about creating that perfect process of wellness and well-being, there are five organs that must operate and function properly. If one of these are imbalanced, it will disrupt the wellness communication. And this severs the hormone connection needed for repair, the hormone connection needed for a healthy metabolism to burn fat, the hormone connection for the body to be anabolic in order to create healthy biomarkers. So the process, I can hear you chewing your nuts, by the way. Just want to know that it's on the episode. The process to maintain these organs, and we're going to talk about that this week, because when you have one of these organs that are imbalanced, that's actually what determines your stress responder. This is how we know from the blood work which stress responder you are. And you have to understand that if one of these organs are out of balance, it severs the communication in the body. So next week, I'll talk about the communication, the hormone communication, and the stress responders and what the reset it takes. But for today, you must understand the process to maintain these organs. Now, the main process to maintain all the organs are: one is sleep, two is water, hydration, three is personal development. That means moving from the valley to the mountain, stage three to stage four. Four is diet, and five is exercise. And it is pretty much in that order, people. And the five organs we will discuss are: one is the adrenal glands, two is the pineal gland, three is the thyroid gland, four is the liver, and five is the pancreas. So as we talk about these, understand that it's essential that these function properly. It's not, well, they're okay. No, you will not be in wellness and communication the way you need to be. So number one is the adrenal glands. As human beings, we cannot stop conflict or stress. Does everybody understand that? We cannot stop conflict or stress, ever. The hierarchy of the brain will always activate in the limbic brain first and activate the alarm system. Anytime something in your environment does not match your belief system, your perception, what should, could, or would be, does not match your expectations, this is when the conflict activates. And in less than a second, the HPA axis activates the adrenal glands. So your body is going into stress. Now, if the adrenal glands are not optimal, you will feel the impact on your energy levels, your immune system, the moods you have. It's one of the number one causes of depression. It will be pain, aches in the body, and weight gain, body composition. So I say that both of them, because if the adrenals are off, you can be fat or you could be skinny fat. Either way, you don't have a good composition. Mm-hmm. Now, the key processes for the adrenals are sleep. You have to recharge the body. You have to sleep, water to lower the blood pressure, and personal development to move into stage four self-authoring mind. And you need the right diet to manage the stress response and the proper exercise to relieve pressure from the body. Your thoughts?
Yeah, people miss so many of these marks, especially I was a big one for water. I underlooked how important water was for me and just how quick it changed many different aspects, the way I slept, to the way I felt all day, to, you know, just me being fuller with my food. I always thought, I was like, man, I'm never going to be full off of, you know, so-and-so dieting, but water being left out from me, I think that's one of the biggest changes that I've made, that I never miss, no matter what. You know,
well, and most people are actually hungry because they're thirsty or they're dehydrated. That's what causes their hunger,
that
right?
Was something I was like, oh, I'm a big guy. I'm a, you know, 300-pound, you know, 6-foot. No, now that has nothing to do with it at all. Now I can actually monitor. And when you're hitting these marks, you can look at where you're missing or where you need to improve. You got your water down, move on to the next one. You got your this, move on to the next one.
Well, adrenal symptoms, and the reason I'm addressing adrenals first is because it's not looked at enough by the medical field. So if you have depression, what are they thinking? Something's wrong with your brain, right? Or something's wrong. No, it's your adrenals, because adrenal symptoms, depression, anxiety, low energy, no focus, dry skin, high or low blood sugar, body temperature drops, hair loss, cravings for sugar, salt, or both, overwhelm, and weight gain. That's a lot of stuff for adrenals. Now, that's the first organ. The second is the pineal gland. This is another one that very few people, I remember talking to a doctor, didn't know what it was. I go, really? I was really shocked because they don't think about it. The pineal gland is a tiny gland in the center of the brain that receives more blood flow than any other area in the body besides the kidneys, if I'm not mistaken. And this gland is linked to our body's perception of light. The pineal gland has the same wiring to the visual cortex that is linked with a tissue similar to rods and cones in the eyes. In other words, the brain has two sets of eyes, one we see through and the other, which is called the third eye, where we can see higher vibration. Now, this is considered the spiritual organ, activated through meditation and several spiritual practices. Biologically, the pineal gland is what's responsible for the balance of melatonin and serotonin. It's responsible for producing melatonin, and this is the hormone that regulates sleep. Melatonin also regulates serotonin, which affects your moods. In the morning, serotonin rises, melatonin drops, reacting to life's rhythms. At night, melatonin rises as serotonin drops. This creates the sleep cycles that put the body in stasis and repair. Another thing that people do not understand about melatonin, a healthy pineal gland supplies the most powerful antioxidant the body has, and it's melatonin. More powerful than any antioxidant that you can talk about. Your vitamin C's, your vitamin E's, none of that compares to melatonin, because what melatonin does every single night, it removes the free radical as our body goes through cell mitosis when the cells divide and die. And it's those free radicals that if they're not taken out, that's what causes cancer. In fact, melatonin is what prevents cancer. So the key processes for the pineal is water is essential for the pineal. But here's the issue for the pineal gland. Many people walk around and they have a calcified pineal gland. A calcified pineal gland cannot hydrate. It's blocked. Think about calcium blockage, right? And what happens? You make less melatonin, you don't balance serotonin, you have depression, you don't sleep right, you don't repair, and you go into disease. Now, this calcification also leads to depression and hormone imbalance and a low HRV. Recuperation is basically disabled. That's what happens. Now, how do we keep it healthy? We have to remove fluoride from our diet. Fluoride in toothpaste, fluoride in water, metals from deodorant, aluminum, things like that. That's what blocks it. So you've got to get the fluoride out. You need to drink purified water. Also, getting outside and getting sun, making sure that vitamin D is optimal levels. And three, you need to sleep in complete darkness. Wear a mask. It's got to be black. And four, meditation. Meditation builds the pineal. And number five, we talk about supplementation. And I'll talk about that next week, by the way, the supplements that go with this, and a good iodine supplement helps. Do you have any questions on the pineal? Because I know it's not as known as other things.
No, I think the one thing that I was able to do is I switched deodorants. I even have two different ones that have that. And the same thing with the toothpaste. Those are kind of effortless when you think about it. Those are things that you should be able to make the switch. Sometimes you don't get the purified water and people beat themselves
up. Not drink tap water, people, because they put fluoride in tap water. If you drink tap water, you're basically screwing yourself out of wellness. Now, some areas, the tap water doesn't have fluoride. You need to look it up. You really need to look it up. But they put fluoride in there because in the past they thought, oh, fluoride's good, right? It's good for the teeth. It's good for this. But if you drink tap water, that's probably the worst thing you can do for the pineal. And people don't know it. Nobody teaches us, right? Nobody teaches us this. So that's really important, because if that's off, listen, you're not going to recuperate any of these organs, but that's a big one that people don't know about. Now let's get into one that people are confused about. Number three, the thyroid gland. So the thyroid gland is the master gland for metabolism. It is the thermostat and regulator of our metabolism. The thyroid produces the hormones T4 and T3, which converts into T3. These are the hormones that help oxygen enter cells and makes this the master gland of metabolism. Now, the thyroid regulates the body and will talk to the body. It communicates. Your body's a communicator. And the thyroid is actually what will dictate to the body whether it can burn fat or it's too stressed out and needs to store fat. Why? Because fat for the human being is the emergency fuel. The body does not burn fat. What you saw my body get down to 4% body fat, and for that contest, for me to do that, you cannot force that. That's why most bodybuilders miss what's called their peak, because they're trying to force the body to burn fat. You have to have that body dialed in, and it needs to receive the proper signals to burn fat. And that's the manipulation in the bodybuilding the last 10 days that you do to get the body to really increase its fat burning. But you can't hold that. I competed at 4%. And what was it? The week later, I was 10. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't hold that. Why? Because the body is built for survival. And so if the body is too stressed out, you're stuck in the alarm system too long, or if there's a hormone imbalance in the body, the thyroid will shut the metabolism down to, one, slow you down, because we heal when we rest, and two, to make sure that it has fat stores. This is what causes us to gain weight. So the thyroid has been downplayed for years in the medical field. It's not received attention yet. It is vitally important that the thyroid is optimal for anyone to attain well-being of body, mind, and life experience. Here's why. An imbalanced thyroid is tied to fatigue, anxiety, cognitive disruption, weight gain, joint pain, chronic pain, depression, overwhelm, and feeling stressed out. Now, we did an entire episode on low T3 syndrome, and it was called Volition and Low T3 Syndrome. It's episode number 1092. And you want to listen to that, because there's a difference between low T3 syndrome and a hypothyroid. Hypo means slow. Hypo means it's not adequate. Hypothyroid is when the thyroid isn't functioning properly medically. And this will result in an elevated TSH, which is your thyroid stimulating hormone, and a low T4, which is the hormone made in the thyroid gland. Now, the TSH is the communication from the brain, the pituitary gland, to the body, the thyroid gland, and it signals to produce T4. Now, when you're in hypo, this will rise. If you have low T3 syndrome, it's normal. And the T4 is what's made in the thyroid gland, but for a healthy metabolism, T4 is not the active thyroid. The active thyroid, the T4, must convert into T3. And low T3 syndrome is a shutdown of metabolism, even though medically the thyroid is functioning properly. It has an optimal TSH and a good T4. Yet, low T3 syndrome will give all the symptoms of hypothyroid, including fatigue, depression, and weight gain. This is the body conserving its energy and its survival fuel fat, because the body is attempting to slow you down so you can get back to stasis and heal. So I can't, that's a whole episode, people. So go to that episode 1092 and listen to it. The key processes for thyroid: number one is sleep. Number two is adrenal management. We'll talk about that more next week. And three, this is really important, people: hormone balance, both men and women. You see, in the past, it was found that women were the ones suffering from thyroid, you know, dysfunction, hypothyroid. And this just isn't true. Here's the simple fact, people. More women are found to have thyroid issues than men. You know why? Because they didn't test men. It's amazing. Most doctors fail to fully test thyroid function. And they just do a quick TSH or maybe a T4, and it tells you nothing. You need a proper test to see if the thyroid is functioning, even if it's functioning medically right. Is it functioning metabolically right? Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that one, David?
Thank God for Dr. Brian.
Yep.
That was something for me, the same thing. We ended up finding out my thyroid was off, and you know, once things got corrected, it feels completely different. That goes to what I said on the other episode. You forget what normal is when you don't feel normal for so long. I didn't think I was any tired or anything like that. But once that got corrected, it was like a whole nother level of what I thought high functioning was. Because I don't remember experiencing that because it's probably been so long since that has been addressed.
And so that's absolutely right, David. That's a very good a comment because it's the truth. People get used to being tired. They think it's normal. It's not normal, people. You shouldn't be tired until you go to bed at night. That's when you get tired. So number four organ is liver. Boy, let me tell you something. The liver is the workhorse of the digestive system and maintaining optimal health. Bottom line, the liver performs 500 functions that keep the body healthy. 500. The liver's key functions are metabolic. Anything that is eaten or consumed, whether it's food, drink, alcohol, medicine, or toxins, gets filtered by the liver. And the liver is smart. It knows when to detoxify, when to move toxins through stool or urine. It knows when to store the nutrients and when to release the nutrients back into the blood. The liver also is what keeps the proper amount of sugar in the bloodstream constant. Where the body has two fuel sources, it can use sugar or fat, the brain can only use sugar. And glucose is a limited supply where we have very efficient ability to store fat, as most people know. So when the liver processes a meal, it actually removes sugar from the blood and stores it in the form of glycogen. The liver will convert stored glycogen to glucose for energy if sugar supplies run low. Now, what happens if you're constantly in the red zone and you're not burning fat? Metabolism is shut down. Well, then the liver will create sugar for you because it will convert protein, muscle, to sugar if sugar supplies are not adequate. It's all about keeping the brain running. And that's what happens when you're stuck in the alarm system of the construct. The liver is also the fat manager of the body. It breaks down fats that are eaten. It also will take excess food. Remember, fat is stored energy. So if you think you could just eat protein and lose weight, why do those diets fail a lot of times? Because excess protein or carbohydrate that are consumed, they will be converted to fat to be used when needed. And if you don't need the fat, it's stored in the fat cells. So the key processes for the liver, number one, avoid alcohol completely. Every time you drink alcohol, it shocks the liver. Number two, limit over-the-counter medications such as Tylenol, ibuprofen. We think that, oh, it's all over-the-counter, it's safe. It's toxic to the liver. Three, proper balanced diet. Obviously, we'll talk about that next week. Four is water. We talk about water. You see, it's in every one of them, right? Number five, limit sugar. Sugar weakens the liver and shocks it as it attempts to convert the sugar to fat. That's what forms triglycerides. So very quickly, because I don't want to run too over, Dave, do you have any comments on liver or anything?
No, it's important. That water especially, you know, what you were saying about the over-the-counter stuff. Most people aren't drinking enough water and they're taking these liver toxic things.
And they're drinking. They think that wine is a stress management tool. People, I'm telling you, we see it in the labs. We see it. And if the liver's not fully function and you think you got to have your wine every night and your body doesn't process properly, especially as we get older, our hormones change, I guarantee you it doesn't matter what you eat and exercise, you are not going to get well.
Yeah, it's a Band-Aid that's not going to heal. It's just going to make it
absolutely
worse.
And that brings us to the final one. Final organ is the pancreas. And the pancreas plays a vital role in the stress response. See, when we get stressed and that HPA axis kicks on the alarm system that we talked about earlier, the HPA axis is kicking in the adrenals to release cortisol. Well, cortisol signaling to the liver, remember we just talked about what the liver does, to release sugar. And then it's the pancreas that releases the insulin hormone to get the sugar into the cells to convert it into the energy needed. Now, insulin is one hormone from the pancreas. The second is called glucagon. Insulin is a storage hormone. When your insulin levels and your blood work, fasting insulin is over 10, even though they say the reference range just goes to 27, if you're over 10, you will not burn fat. We have seen that. We did over 4,000 patients to see that it was true in every single one. Why? Because you can't release glucagon. Insulin's the power hormone. So if you become insulin resistant, what does that mean? That means that your body can't get the sugar into the cells, so the pancreas keeps pumping insulin and you keep storing fat. You can't burn fat. Now, here's the key. The number one thing to keep the pancreas healthy, believe it or not, number one is weight training. Weight training creates an enzyme, I'll talk about it next week, called MOTC, because what keeps the pancreas healthy is the body being insulin sensitive. Its ability to get the sugar out. That's what keeps the pancreas healthy. What destroys the pancreas is its inability, if there's too much sugar consumed or those cell doors are locked. That's what destroys the pancreas. Weight training, the number one thing for the pancreas. Number two, proper food combinations and timing of meals. Number three, absolutely personal development, because insulin, pancreas are tied to stress response. Yeah, cortisol. Mm-hmm. So if one or more of these five organs, adrenals, pineal, the thyroid, the liver, the pancreas is imbalanced, you cannot have connection to the body's wellness system, which is driven through proper hormone communication. And in part two of this particular talk on Wellness Network, I will discuss these. Now, it is the particular imbalance of the organ that determines your stress responder and the reset plan for each of the stress responders. This creates and what renews proper communication of the Wellness Network, which results in weight loss, healing, energy increase, focus, cognitive function, and well-being of a healthy body, focused mind, and life experience and process. And so next week, I'll talk about the cage rattler, whose organ usually is adrenals, stress bellies, always liver. And the hormone trap is the pineal gland. And you notice the thyroid can play in all of them. Just so you guys understand, the thyroid can play in all of these, right? And so when we look at the pancreas's job, again, the pancreas is a little different because the pancreas is about keeping our cells right, right? And we have supplements we call base supplements for all five organs. The base supplements we recommend in the Go Right Lifestyle System, and I use them. I've had tremendous success with them. David's using them. We have a couple people using them because we're not for sale yet, but it's about keeping that body functioning right. First, though, you have to find your stress responder, what's in balance, and that's what the blood work tells us. David, that's what I got. I'm sorry. I'm not running that far over because I knew it was a long episode, but you see why I put it in two parts.
Yeah, for sure. I think that's enough for everybody to think about because, like I said, there's small little tidbits that you can do that literally causes no effort that will make a drastic change in your day-to-day. So really listen to this. See where you can make the instant change right now and then just watch it as it goes. Stay consistent.
And if you're interested, Shift Coaching includes this. See, Shift Coaching is not just life coaching. It is lifestyle coaching. It's about getting you in process. That's what shift coaching is. Process is being. And then for you to be in process, got to have a healthy body. You got to have a focused mind. And then you can have the life experience in process. Next week, I'll get into it a little bit deeper. And yes, we will talk about diet next week or the week after, depending on how long the episode goes. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on this mission simply by like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show notes. As always, until next time, stay inspired.